Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet in your browser, WFPR.FM, or the local Franklin, Mass area FM radio dial. You have the dial or the knobs or the push buttons. You can preset it to 102.9 and always have it ready for you. Here today, virtually, with our outreach and programming librarian, Mitzi Guzzi. Mitzi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Steve. Happy St. Patrick's Day as we're recording today. And we're here to talk about April because spring is sprungin'.
Spring is sprungin'. The last rain that we had overnight seems to have taken care of most of the piles of snow. So, wearing green, ready for those April showers to bring the May flowers, truly getting by this winter thing.
Very much so. I'm ready for a little bit of warmth. Really ready for a little bit of warm weather. I've had my snow, I've had my cold. We're ready to move on.
And then the library is always a good place. Even if it's sprinkling outside, I'm sure you've got some activities, one or two, that can keep busy people busy inside and entertained or learning or just having fun.
Always, there is always something going on at the library every single day of the week. And to start that, the first one is going to be April 1st.
April Fools! You're not
Yeah.
you're gonna trick us though.
I am certainly not planning on it. We are planning a science night on Wednesday, April 1st at 5:30 p.m., where families are welcome to join our teen volunteers for a special science night. There's no registration required, some interesting experiments going on. Learn a little, play a little.
Science is the reason to explore.
And it's a great way to start the month. I can't wait. I have seen some of the projects that these students have done before, and it's always a treat. It is always a treat. Then, following that up, we have on April 4th, the Saturday,
The first
our
Saturday of April.
first Saturday. Our Eid celebration, our annual Eid celebration, is scheduled to start at 1 p.m. And so we have in trying to bring all of our communities together at the library, really try and represent the multicultural message that Franklin has in its history. So we'll have some crafts, some music, snacks, and more. And if you have questions or if you want to get involved, you could always reach out. Our youth services librarian, Callie Keating, is the one heading the project, and you can reach her at CKEATING at minlib.net.
Or check the library page because I believe they're also available there. So if you haven't been scrambled with a paper pencil handy.
Yes, you can always find our contact information under About Us on our library page. So on that Monday, April 6th, we have our monthly watercolor workshop with local artist Sharon Carlani for adults 18 plus. Registration is required, and that'll be starting at 6 p.m. Then we move along through the week and on Saturday the 11th, we have our monthly craft along at 2 p.m. Registration is open for that. And then trucking right along to Monday, April 13th at 4 p.m., we have our Petite Picassos, which is a step-by-step painting program for children 6 through 12.
The
For
Petite
all of these,
Picassos, yes.
All of these programs, the materials are provided. Registration is required.
On the
You can
official
find,
town webpage, yes.
yep, and you can find more information on the calendars. Also, registration is there as well. Moving right along, April 16th at 1 o'clock p.m., we have a new program, Poem Explosion, calling all poets. Join us for an afternoon of creative fun as we make all kinds of poems from cutout magazines, old book pages, and even book signs. Bring your creativity and see what you can squish together. It's a really interesting exercise where you're trying to find words to fit together. to form your poetry. It's almost like an inverse of the blackout poetry that we've done before.
Right. Yeah, it's a way of coming up with a found poem. Yes.
Yep.
I found it because these words just stuck out and I put them together and magic. Look at this.
Yeah, it's a great way to celebrate Poetry Month. Looking forward to what comes out of it.
And while we're at it, we'll put
Then,
a teaser in that there will be a date to be announced. We just need to confirm it for a favorite poem reading because it is Poetry Month. And you can come and read your favorite poem. Date and time details to be announced.
lovely. Can't wait for that to come out. Now, we also have that Saturday on April 18th at 10:30 a.m. Instead of our usual story time, we have a concert from Music at the Blissful. So please come on by and enjoy a wonderful, wonderful performance from one of our favorite performers. Now, the 17th and 18th are the book sale weekend, so
Oh, get your
extra
bucks ready.
excuse. Yeah, extra excuse to come on down, get a dollar per book or item because it's more than just books at the book sale. And every afternoon, we have our bag sale where you can stuff a brown paper bag with whatever will fit for $5.
Books are more by the bag.
Yeah, it's always fun to see what comes in, and I'm always amazed at the quality of a lot of what people donate.
Yes, definitely. And it's a worthy cause because it helps the library. And oh, by the way, somebody gave some good books and somebody else can read them in the meantime. And then when you're done,
Exactly.
you can recycle them the same way.
Yep. It's always it's a great way to share without having to worry about any due date. Granted, with the current rules, the library doesn't have any late fees. So please don't abuse that, but then now Monday the 20th, the library will be closed.
Patriots Day.
Yes, that is a holiday. So please that keep that in mind. And the 21st, we're starting to get into April vacation week.
Yes.
So,
For the school kiddos who haven't gone away somewhere, they'll have
yep.
something to do during the week.
Yep. So starting off running through April vacation week on Tuesday, April 21st at 10:30 a.m., we have local hero story time, where we'll have the Franklin Fire Department at the library for a special story time celebrating our local heroes. Then on April 22nd, that Wednesday at 10:30 a.m., we have a superhero party where please come in your favorite superhero outfits and join us for a series of games, crafts, and hero activities.
Ooh.
While you're there enjoying the party, you might consider bringing one of your stuffed animals to the library for our annual stuffed animal sleepover on Wednesday, April 22nd at 6 p.m., where we find out what kind of trouble a bunch of stuffed animals can cause in an empty library after hours. So bring one of your favorite stuffed friends to the library for a cozy story time at 6. And leave them in our care for the evening. When you pick up your friend on Thursday, see what antics they might have caused.
They're little rascals. You never know what they're going to
Oh, I know. My teddy bear is so demanding.
get into.
Then on Thursday, April 23rd at 10:30 a.m., we have a concert from Banana Band.
Banana Band.
Yep. Super fun, high energy, interactive music. It's always a great time. Gets the whole room up and dancing. Then on Friday, April 24th at 10:30 a.m., we have a magic show from Ed Popularzik. He is a run favorite, always a hit every time.
Definitely.
Which brings us to our Saturday, the end of April vacation week, where we'll be starting the morning with Rainforest Reptiles Saturday, April
Reptiles.
25th,
Ooh.
at 10:30 a.m. Rainforest reptiles bring critters from around the world. You're going to see real life animals. It's a great experience for all ages. And then we'll be closing out that day with the Boston Typewriter Orchestra joining us on April 25th at 2 p.m.
Having seen them once before, that is a must see. If you've never heard, wait a minute, typewriter can play music? Yes.
It really does explore what can be an instrument. I mean, there are already commercials where they're playing music using different devices. And this just kind of re-emphasizes and gives a great creative outlet, an example of how that can be done at home.
Sure.
Of course, we would love to thank the Franklin Cultural Council for helping us bring this exciting program to the library. They are, of course, a subsidiary of the Mass Cultural Council. So, to both of them, those entities, we have a great amount of respect and thanks for helping us do what we do here at the library.
They provide some additional funds so you can bring all the goodness to us here. Yes.
And if you're looking for something to do before the orchestra plays, you might look into registering for adult painting happening at the library as well from 1 to 3. So maybe you get out a little bit early, sneak over and check out the show as well. That will be all supplies, of course, are provided, and it is a step-by-step painting program with Miss Lily, our very, very talented library assistant. Then after vacation week is over, we have a couple more things to get through. We have a watercolor workshop on Monday, April 27th at 6 p.m. Now, this will be a separate project with, again, local artist Sharon Carlani for our adult community. So please feel free to register and have a wonderful evening. And then that will bring us to our final event for the month. Now, this is an interesting collaboration with a fairly unexpected part of the community. We're going to have a storm-worn spotter training with NOAA.
NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmosphere Administration. Wow.
So NOAA institutes a program to train citizen scientists and local individuals with an interest to spot storms, track water and snow accumulations, and then submit that data so that we can have more data points to kind of track the different weather phenomena that are happening, which can help with planning and modeling future forecasting. So, most years, thunderstorms, tornadoes, and lightning can cause hundreds of injuries, even deaths, not to mention the property damage. And so, to obtain this critical weather information, the National Weather Service established Skywarn with partner organizations. Now, Skywarn is a volunteer program. It's already got between 350 to 400,000 trained weather spotters, and they help keep their local communities safe. If you're interested in weather, or if you are interested in just being able to help your community from the comfort of your home, we'll be having a training on Thursday, April 30th at 6 p.m. We do ask for registration, which you can find on our website, but it's not required. That's more just to give us an idea of how many seats we need to put out. So if you find out about it last minute, but you haven't signed up, please come and learn with the rest of us.
Sounds like a good deal. Definitely. Now, before we go, I think the one thing that we normally do at the beginning, and we kind of skipped over, you didn't do the
The
regular
hours.
hours.
I didn't. I got so excited. I got
Well,
so
you
excited
know,
with all these
April.
great events going.
And
So,
yes.
for those of you who don't know, the library is open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. every single day. Then Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're still closed for our Sunday hours, but with the current budget negotiations, we're seeing what we can do about that because we have heard a lot of desire from our community to bring those services back. So we're trying. We're trying.
Right. And yeah, while we've covered kind of the highlight events, there's still a boatload of other things that are happening on every single day.
From pretty much 10:30 till 8 o'clock every single day, there's something going on at the
Right.
library.
In addition to this, we'll also put in the plug that certainly you can sign up to get the newsletter. You can sign up to get alerts. You can check out the catalog online. You can check out the calendar online. You know, there's lots of resources there and a bunch of other internet-based resources as well.
Yes, and I should mention that we currently have a survey going in. So please come onto the website. It's right in the blue left-hand column, second link, library survey. It's a quick couple of questions to give us a bit of feedback so we can better plan for the next 5 years of what the library will bring to our community.
Right. Yes, I took it. It's a short, quick, easy one, but definitely you need the data as to
Yes.
what we really want you to do for us.
Very
Yes,
true.
very true. Well, thank you for taking time today to do this.
Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.